basics. That's what we want. Anybody know about wiring and lighting? Understanding the basics. Just give me a minute. It says, reducing the cost of electricity. That's what we want. You can reduce the cost of electricity by fitting ecological means of generating your own power, such as a wind turbine, a water wheel generator, or a dynamo. Anybody happen to have one of those on them this morning? No. Well, fortunately, I might have the means for that. I've got a bike. I just need someone to pedal it. Somebody to pedal it? Anybody ride a bike? Anybody? Do you know, you're not supposed to lie in church. Of all the places where God knows that you're telling a big fat fib, this is that moment where we test the evangelical resolve that all sins are the same, white lies and black lies. Who can ride a bike? Gee, such a bunch of fibbers, aren't you? Do you know? Honestly, it's a lady's bike. It says on it, women's. And anyway, we're not gender specific anymore. So I need somebody who can pedal a bike. Come on, folks. I need somebody who can pedal a bike. Somebody light who can pedal. No offense. You'll see why in a minute. You'll see why in a minute. Any of the girls or kids who can ride a bike? Can you ride a bike, Bethany? You can. Come on out then. That's fantastic. Come on out. There you go. Okay, super. Can you ride it down and ride it back, just so we know? Can you do that?
Just down to the end and back.
Just down to the end and back. That's fine. Super. Round of applause for Bethany while she comes back. Come on back. Now, the only problem with that is if we're going to get some electricity out of this, we're going to need an awful lot more pedaling than that, aren't we? So come back here, stay with the bike, and we can't have you running all the way around the church, because that wouldn't be overly brilliant. So just stay there with your bike for a minute, and what we need to do is we just need to lift the back wheel up so that we can get you pedaling. So let's lift the back wheel up, and can I have two strong men, or a man and a woman, non-gender specific, who can come out and just lift the back of the bike for me with Bethany on it. Two big, strong people, please. Who have we got? Thank you, Tim. Can we have a... Thank you very much, Andre. So let's just see if we can do this. Well, I was going to put that underneath, but then you won't be able to pedal, will you, because your legs won't get in the way. So you'll just have to hold on to the back there. Try and lift her up. On you get. That's it, yeah. Mind your fingers.
Put it
on the floor first.
Yeah.
See if this works. Okay. How are we doing? Yeah, okay, so let it down, let her get on the seat. Get on the seat. Okay. Okay. Can I have two more strong people, please? Two more strong people. Two more strong people. Come on, quickly. Greg, there you go. Come on, big lad, there we go. And thank you very much, Howard. Wonderful. So if you want to just take hold of that. Okay, we're right. Okay, ready? One, two, three, go. And pedal. Okay, super, that works. Put it down. Okay, all right, just hang on. Okay, there we go. So, we've got the power. Okay, don't go away. Okay, this is Greg. Do you know Greg? This is Greg. Say hello.
I wanted to hide in my seat.
You wanted to hide, never mind. Howard, and we've got Andre, and we've got Tim, and we've got Bethany. Now, the only problem is, okay, we've got the power, but we need to link it up. Let me just check my book. It says, this is understanding the basics. D DIYing, many householders have a certain reluctance to undertake any but the simplest of jobs involving electricity, no matter how competent they may be. Actually, no, I feel fairly competent. So, what we need to do is we need to get the power from the back of the bike all the way down to the light switch at the back of the church. So, what are we doing here now? I've got some wire. There we go. Okay, so can I have another two people, please? Can I have another two people? You don't need to be strong or foolish or anything. Just another. Madge, great. How's your heart, Madge? Yeah, it's okay. Lovely. Right, you come and stand here. And can I have another person on this side, please? That would be wonderful. Anybody? Sarah, you can come out now if you want. Oh, Isabella, come on out,
come
Isabella.
On, Isabella.
Great. So do you want to be live or do you want to be neutral, Madge?
Oh, I'll be live.
You'll be live. Okay, super. There we go. So you can be live. So live is the red one.
Live is the red.
Okay, so if you hang on to the live one. Yeah. Isabella, do you want to come round here? That'll be great. And you're neutral, so you can hang on to that one. Just pull it. Okay. Wait a minute. Mind your finger. Let go of your finger. There we go. Okay. So hold on to the copper bit because you want it to flow through you, don't you? You want to. Okay. So let's just unravel this. Okay. How far are we going to go with this? We're okay. We're not switched on yet, so we're okay. Okay. Super. Right. That's not very... just closer to... Because you're going to put your hand on Bethany, OK? Because both of you need to put a hand on Bethany, OK? One on each shoulder, because you want live and neutral to be on one side of her. OK? Right, so that's as far as that one will go. Hold on a minute. So I've got another big one. OK, so can I have somebody else, please, to come out? You stay there, Terry. Somebody else? Becky? Lovely. Come on, there you go. That's great. Okay, Becky, so can I have... broke my nail. There we go. If you just like to hold on to that one there, okay, ready? And... I'm going to need one of the other fingers. Well, let's keep that one in that hand, and that one, you keep that one there. Oh, that's the earth. You don't need that. We're not worried about the earth particularly. Okay, right, okay. And if you could just come here, and if you could just put your finger in this box. Okay. Bang! do you know, really? Really? Okay. Just put your finger. It's not switched on. It's not even switched on. Look. I tell you. Okay, put your finger in there. Okay. 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 That's it. You keep your finger there. Right. Okay. And we'll take this down to the back. Okay. Hey. Oh, don't lose connect. Well, I'll tell you what. Who else can we have? Jenny, come on. You can come out. So if you keep hold of that brown one there, tight as you can. Jenny, you keep hold of that one, but you're going to need to put your hand on to keep the circuit going. Keep the circuit going. Hey! I hadn't even thought of that before I worked out this sermon. Okay, so I take this all the way down to the back, and there's a plug socket on this. Okay. Okay, right. And if you just want to sit there with that, Gail, okay, super. And Gail's going to put her hand on the electric light switch in a minute, but she just needs a plug. There we go. And I suppose we better be a bit health and safety conscious. So if you'd like to hold on to the earth wire, what happens with the earth wire is if anything goes wrong, right, all the electricity goes right down the earth wire and discharges through you. Okay? It's all right. So, who's going to... How close can we go to Isabella, you haven't got any hands free. Greg, go on, you better hold on to that. Okay. Right. Now then, just have a look at you all. Isabella, you've not got rubber-bottomed shoes on like everybody else. And just in case it does go horribly wrong, you better just slip those shoes off and put some rubber-bottomed shoes on, because that way, if the electricity goes into you, it'll go right down to your feet, bounce back up, not kill you, hopefully. But I am qualified to do funerals, so we're okay. Here's a plug for you. So when I say, right, you hold on to the plug in that socket, right? Okay. Other way up, that's the way it works. Okay, and when I say, you can flick the switch and we'll see how we're doing. Okay, so we're all ready. Okay, so let's start building up the charge. So lift Bethany up, and then I can throw the switch. But okay, ready? Off you go, pedal. Okay, keep going, keep going, keep going, faster, faster, faster. Give her a cheer, come on, give her. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, ready? I'm gonna throw the switch, you ready? You ready? Bang! Oh, no, that's not enough charge. Keep going, keep going, keep her going, keep going. Faster, you have to go faster, faster. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Are we ready? I'm going to throw this switch and then you can throw that switch. Ready? I'm going to throw this switch and you throw that switch. And now the light's working. Let's see if the light's working. Keep going, 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 keep cheering. Give her a cheer. Go on, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, they're coming on. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Way, fantastic. Put her down. Put her down. We can stop now. We're okay. We're okay. Wonderful. Give them all a big round of applause. Okay. Fantastic. How are you feeling?
Tired.
Tired. Yeah? What about you, Bethany? How did you do? All right. You could have gone on for hours. Yeah? A bit longer. Okay. Well, we'll tell Andrew when we get short of money that that's the way to do it. Sit down, folks. Sit down. Sit down. Put your shoes back on. There's no smell. It's okay. We didn't notice. Wonderful. Thanks, Becky. In our Bible reading today, God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous to get things moving. Be strong and courageous in order to inherit what I said that you could have. In order to get the power going in church today, they had to be strong and they had to be courageous, holding on to those electric cables as Bethany was pedaling away. Who knows what was going to happen when the switches were thrown? Who knew what was going to happen when Gail threw the big switch and connected us up to the lighting circuit? It took huge amounts of effort to lift Bethany. It took effort for Bethany to keep pedaling. It took strength from Tim and Greg and Howard and Andre to keep her lifted up. It took bravery of Madge and Isabella and of Jenny and Becky to put their fingers on the wires. But as they did so, the more they did so, as we listened to what the book said about what we should do to get the lights back on, the lights came back on. And that's the message that Joshua is being told here, and all of Israel is being told in this first bit of the book of Joshua that we're going to be studying for much of this term. Be strong and courageous and follow the law, and you will inherit everything that God has promised you. It's a massive challenge there to us. It's a massive challenge never, ever, ever to play with electricity if you don't know what you're doing. And that's a really serious thing. And I say that to anybody who, like me, when I was little, thought, oh, I can have a go at everything like this. And my earliest memory was when I was 3 years old, going up on the ladder where my father had been decorating to look at the light socket, and very sensibly switched the light socket off before I went up the ladder, only not realizing that it was already off and I switched it on. Put my finger in the socket and was on the floor from the bottom, top to the bottom of the ladder as quick as you like. Don't ever, ever play with electricity at all. But God says, if we as a church, if we as followers of him are courageous and we're strong and we follow what he says, we will inherit everything he promises. Now, in our own lives, that means all kinds of things. It means that we have to be brave in how we live our life, in the choices that we make, in the decisions that we make, how we live our lives in private where nobody but God sees, how we live our lives in public where everybody sees, our family, people we work with, people we play with, everybody like that. We have to be brave to make the right decisions. We have to be strong to stick to those decisions. We have to be strong to believe that God is faithful, that God will deliver what he promises. And sometimes that takes a huge amount of strength. And those of us who've known difficulties at times in our lives know that that is an incredibly hard thing to do. To keep strong in what God promises, even when it feels like we're having to pedal and pedal and pedal and still the lights aren't coming on. God says, be strong and be courageous. Be courageous to step into difficult situations or scary situations. Be courageous enough to put your finger in a socket that you don't know what's going to happen. Be courageous when it comes to doing things for Jesus. Whether it's things in the church, whether it's helping people outside the church that you wouldn't normally help, whether it's writing a letter to somebody because you think that they're in a position of influence to change things, whether it's saying to people around you who think you think one thing, actually, as a Christian, I think something different to the rest of you. Be courageous. It takes a lot of guts, even though Becky knew that that switch wasn't connected to anything at all, she was still nervous about putting her finger in the hole. Even though she knew it was safe. In Jesus, we know that actually he is powerful and he has our best interests at heart. But when he calls us to follow him, often we say, will you love me? Will you look after me? Will you be there for me? Are your promises true? I don't know if I'm going to put my hand in yours, Jesus, and go the way that you tell me to go. Jesus says, God says to the Israelites, be strong and courageous and follow my statutes. The book that I've got about wiring, I have to confess I have used that several times up to the point where I don't understand it. And there are lots of bits in that book that I don't understand. I don't understand half the diagrams. I don't understand half the symbols. And I really want to put an electrical spur from one part of my house to somewhere else. And I don't know whether I'm spurring off a spur or if I'm, so I've just not bothered. I've left it alone. Jesus says, follow the rules. Follow what the book says. Follow what the Bible says. And you will get it right. Persevere. We're doing tricky texts this term. You'll see that on the leaflet you've been given. Persevere with the bits of the Bible that you don't understand, that you don't like, the bits that confuse you, the bits that contradict each other. Persevere and find out what I want to say to you. Might be over this term as we do those different topics that some of you might look and think, I don't even want to go to that one because it might tell me something I don't agree with. That's when it gets a bit scary, isn't it? That we suddenly say, I don't agree with that bit in the Bible. Or I don't like that bit in the Bible because it doesn't say what I want it to say. God says to the Israelites, follow my word and you will inherit everything I have promised you. This term and into next year, we're really going to start ramping up the work on the vision initiatives. And there's a letter going out this week about the buildings initiative and the next meeting that's coming for that. It's going to take a huge amount of courage, a huge amount of strength to do that, but we're going to do it hand in hand with the Lord. Everything we do in the power of God and following God. I hope that as we go into this term and as we go into this book of Joshua, as you carry on in your life in Christ, you will remember that we are going to have to be brave. We're going to have to be courageous. We're going to have to be strong and keep going even when we're tired out supporting one another, peddling for Jesus. We're going to have to hold on to the word of God, because in that is the truth, in that is his very heart. We're going to need the Holy Spirit to direct us in all of this. And we are going to inherit everything that God has promised us as Christians and as a church, because God keeps his promises. The lights will go on. Things will happen. God will bless us and those around us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're a people who've had many different false starts into getting into the promised land. Whether we think about our own lives, where we feel that we need to see God more, whether we think about our church life, where many times we've stood on the edge of the promised land and perhaps not had the courage to go over into it. Now, Lord, we pray that we would be a people who would seek out your courage and your strength, that we might have courage and strength to go forward following your word into the promises that you have made for us. May we be blessed as people, blessed as a church, and may we be a blessing to others as we switch the lights on for Jesus. Amen.